Pat, I was in America last week, so I wasn't here, but I saw some people on Twitter comment on what you had said when Danny Boy was being played. It's not my anthem. Do you wanna explain to us why you said that?
Well, the Welsh boxer asked me was going to cry, and what's the crack for the anthem? Because he thought, you know, it was the Soldier Song. I just said, it was not my anthem, and I was seen on TV. But let's be honest, it's not only is it not my anthem, but it's nobody's anthem, because Northern Ireland hasn't got a nice anthem.
And so do you think it's now time that we should have one?
I think it's time we should have a legitimate flag on a proper nice anthem.
You know, Paddy, the last thing that Paddy wants is to get dragged into some type of row over this.
Yeah.
I saw some of the comments, Barry, on Twitter having a go at him, but I guess the point he's making is, why doesn't Northern Ireland have their own anthem?
Absolutely. Paddy Barnes is a great kid, and I know he's sitting and listening on the other end. He is a fabulous representative for Ulster, Northern Ireland, Ireland, whatever you want to do. It doesn't matter what your background is or what way you look at it. Paddy Barnes is a fabulous representative for boxing, and get that right. That's the first thing. Whatever he says personally is his own decision, and he should be entitled to do that. I think he makes a very valid point that maybe we should consider having our own anthem that incorporates everybody and everything, because that's what we're doing going forward, and that's what we're trying to do. And but let's get it right. And the most important thing, I've seen the Twitter thing, and Twitter can be horrible and nasty. Paddy Barnes is a great kid, and all the kids that came back, they've done their best, they trained really hard, and whatever their background is their own background, and that can't be changed. And he's a fabulous kid, and people shouldn't take it nasty, and that's really bad. And he makes a valid point.
I know you've said afterwards, Paddy, that you won that medal for everyone that supports you, Catholics and Protestants alike.
Yeah, you know, like, I don't care what anybody's religion is, what colour they are, or nothing, you know. I'm just the same as anybody else. So I won that for everybody who supports me. You know, I don't really care. I'm not bigoted. I'm not sectarian. I'm nothing. I'm just Paddy Barnes.
You're very funny, but...
Or sometimes.
George Neshankel wants to say well done to you, Paddy. Go ahead, George.
Morning, Barry. Morning, Paddy. How you doing, son?
Morning, George. Good.
Morning, George.
Paddy and I have spoke for years on Twitter. I mean, as far back as Beijing, I spoke to Paddy's dad live in your show just before his bout, and I stopped Paddy and Ardo, any of our members in the van, and congratulated them. The religion and the anthem's a state issue. The point is, what he done, he made history retaining that gold medal, and well done to him and Mickey Conlon. That wee girl, Michaela, she did win her fight. It was just and Barry would maybe agree with me, or it was just the reputation and sort of the way the wee English girl boxed got her. You know, it wasn't the actual fight itself. Michaela won the fight, but congratulations to all the boxers. And I'm on here, man.
What about his idea of a national anthem for Northern Ireland?
Steve, I don't even want to get into it. Not this morning, because you all know my opinion on the overtime ringing. But first and foremost, as well as my own personal opinion, as Paddy has, I'm a sportsman, and I support anybody from these islands. As Paddy has said there, everybody should raise above it when it's sport, you know, and it doesn't matter. It's the achievement.
Good point.
It's him, a wee lad from Greater Ardoyne. It's Michael Conlon from the Falls. It's the wee girl from Sandy Row. It goes back. It's Carl Frampton from Tigers Bay. They're raising above, and they're getting out of what they're and transpositions and where they live, and they're showing what can be done, you know, when somebody does get their backs to the wall and try to move forward and make something of their lives. And congratulations to everyone. I'm just saying, he was there fighting for Northern Ireland. Go to the Olympics the next time. Hopefully he doesn't turn pro and goes for gold at the Olympics. But when he goes to the Olympics, he'd be fighting for Ireland. I'd be cheering for him as much when he's fighting for Ireland when he was fighting for Northern Ireland over the last 11 days.